All right. Thank you, Scott Shannon. And thanks to all of you for being with us. Here is our toll-free telephone number. If you want to be a part of the program, it's 800-941-SHAWN. If you want to join us. Ooh, look at this. Top aides of Biden secretly hatched a plan, according to the New York Post, this past fall to replace Karine Jean-Pierre by recruiting outside allies to nudge her out the door. Apparently, she did make history in May of 22, but she became the first African-American and first openly gay person to hold the position and had developed the exasperating habit, it says, of reading canned answers directly from a binder to reporters at her regular briefings. It's impossible. How do you defend? Well, Joe Biden keeps messing up. Oh, yeah, he gets more done in an hour than most people can get done in a whole day. I mean, this is the crap they're defending. Is it really true that Joe Biden had a big rig? Why is the president saying the economy is great when we all know it's going to hell in a handbasket? Why did you say for 3 years that the border is secure, the border is secure, and the border is closed, and the border is closed, and we find out you're letting in people from our top geopolitical foes? And then you change your tune and you say, no, it's Donald Trump's fault. When meanwhile, you took away all of the Trump error, meaning his time as president, all the policies that he put in place that were working. It's funny. Now, the New York Times is even calling out Hayden Biden and you know, for avoiding questions from journalists. He did go on Howard Stern. We'll get to that in a few minutes. And answered questions. The one big takeaway that I've gotten, I've not listened to the interview. I only have heard clips of it. But the big takeaway for me was the fact that Joe Biden's a liar. But number two, that Joe Biden is going to debate Donald Trump. At least he says so. That's going to be great. That's a good moment. Kamala Harris apparently annoyed that the New York Times publisher confronted her over Biden not doing interviews. He couldn't even do a Super Bowl interview at CBS. I mean, it's the easiest interview to do. I did one with President Trump when Fox had the Super Bowl 1 year. It's not a hard interview for the president. You ask about a couple of issues. You talk football. It's a fun 10-minute thing that you do, and they play it. You remember, Linda, they didn't even want to use none of the anchors wanted to mention my name. Now, Sean Hannity interviews President Donald Trump.
Did they think they were going to keep it a secret? I mean, it was like eventually the cat was going to be out of the bag.
No, it wasn't that. They used an announcer to introduce me. You know, usually you would think the anchors would throw to it, but I got the distinct impression that that might have broken protocol. Maybe I'm just being paranoid. I don't know. But I did find that pretty interesting. But anyway, Harris was confronted over... to her annoyance last year by the New York Times publisher. They think they're being treated unfairly by the New York Times. It's a joke. You know, so anyway, so Biden goes on Howard Stern. Look, for all my friends in New York that I'm glad I abandoned. No, I didn't abandon the friendship, obviously, but actually a lot of them are down here and many of them were smarter than me and got out faster than I did. But you know, if you grew up in New York, you listen to Howard Stern and you listen to Don Imus and you listen to, you know, some of the great radio people of all time. I don't care if it was, you know, music radios in New York and Cousin Brucey and Ron Lundy and Harry Harrison and Rambling with Gambling in the Morning. That was on our flagship station, AM 710 WOR, three generations of gamblings. Just amazing radio icons came out of there. And anyway... the sad part is that the consensus among me and my friends is that Howard is just not the same guy that he was when we were growing up. And like all those construction workers that were cheering four more years and we love Trump and F Biden, when asked a question by the media, all those guys, they would normally have been Howard listeners. And I doubt they're listening anymore. My understanding is he's only on a couple of days a week anyway, and he, you know, bragged about being woke. It's just kind of disappointing because he was, and still is. I mean, he's a gifted, incredible broadcaster. I met him in person. I did a TV interview with him once. He came into our radio studio once, a really off air, a nice guy. And his life, he's so interesting. When he did Private Parts, there's so much of his life that I could relate to as somebody that traveled around the country to radio station, to radio station, to radio station. You know, how you start out as a radio broadcaster. Everybody wants to sound like a radio guy. So they go, and here's a check of this afternoon's weather. It's going to be hazy, hot, humid. Chance of late afternoon thunderstorms. Right now, it's 78 degrees in the big city here on WWWW. Now back to the music. Linda, I mean, is that not
true? I think
true?
You got a future, Sean. I don't know. I mean, I've never heard anybody do the weather like that. Good for you.
I know, but that's you think in your head you should sound like a radio guy, and the more authentic, and I think nobody was better at authenticity than Howard, and if he's authentically now changed his views, and I don't know. I mean, the old
I don't
Howard
have anything
to
nice
me,
to say about Howard, so I'm just going to keep
I know,
it tight.
I know you don't. I know you're going to keep quiet, but the old Howard Stern would have loved Trump as president. He would have loved it. He would have loved it, because they're, in many ways, they're similar. They're both irreverent, iconoclastic. They fight hard. I don't know. Anyway, so Biden goes on there claiming he got arrested on the porch of a black family during the civil rights movement. That's a crock of Adam Schiff. That's not true. We know that he partnered with the former Klansman, his mentor and friend, Joe's words, the Ku Klux Klan Grand Poobah, Robert Byrd. And they, what did he partner with them on? Oh, that's right. They didn't want the integration of public schools and school busing, because he said he didn't want schools to become racial jungles. And now he's claiming he got arrested standing on the porch with a black family during the civil rights movement. It never happened. He's a liar. Unbelievable. Anyway, he saved six people from drowning as a lifeguard. Then, I mean, it's, it got more bizarre as it went on. Then he said he received salacious pictures from women in the 70s. Oh, he was a real stud in the 70s. Anyway, that he handed to the Secret Service. Yeah, well, I would say that's probably a lie, too, considering that senators don't have Secret Service protection. Just saying. Likely a lie. Like everything else, he drives a big rig. His son didn't die in Iraq. I can relate to you. My own son died in Iraq. No, that's not how your son died. I'm sorry you lost your son. He was arrested, as he said before, that he was runner-up in state scoring in football. Never heard that one either. I would bet my bottom dollar that that's a lie. So I think he's just full of it. You know, he told Howard, I guess, about his feelings of suicide after his first wife's death. All right, maybe that was genuine. I would not know. It's sad if somebody loses a person that they love. I don't wish that on anybody. But angry and confused, Trump makes fun of me. He's the kind of guy in the neighborhood that you wish you could have gotten in the neighborhood and meet head to head. It's like, I'd love to take him behind the gym. This is a guy that can't use the big boy stairs to go up Air Force One anymore. Now he's got to use the little boy stairs in the back of the plane because they are not as long and not as steep. It's pathetic. I mean, really? And then when he fell, tripped three times just climbing up the stairs to Air Force One, what happened? He gets on the plane and his people go out to the press. Yeah, it was very windy out there. I had trouble getting up myself. Yeah, very windy. The wind blew him over. He's going to take Donald Trump, you know, behind the gym and beat him up. What is he even talking about? But the best part of the interview is that he says that, he's going to debate Trump. That part I like. Anyway, so we'll play some of that interview coming up later in the program today. The president in New York City today, no plans, though, to visit Columbia or NYU. Why? Because he doesn't want to alienate the ignorant base of students that are protesting that which they don't even know. I mean, you ask kids, "What do you?" I don't really know why we're here. Because NYU did something. I mean, what'd they do? I don't know. This is my friend with the mask on. Do you know what NYU did? Do you know why we're here? We're actually from Columbia, and we heard that they needed help, so we came down to help them and stand for Palestine. And so, what is NYU doing that you're protesting? I have no idea either. Really? I mean, you don't know that Israel was the victim of the worst terror attack in their history and 1,200 Israelis are dead, hundreds were taken hostages, that women have been raped left, right, and sideways, and that, you know, that little children have had and adults have had their heads, you know, chopped off, and people have been burned alive? You didn't know that part? Now, what part of radical terrorism did they not teach you at these universities? You've been educated out of every brain cell you might have been born with. We're learning more about the Secret Service officer who fought colleagues while assigned to Kamala Harris. I don't know. Apparently, they're saying it was a health issue. I really don't know. You know, one of the problems we have is we have an information crisis. I've said this many times. I said in 2007 and 8, journalism in America is dead. I had no idea how right I was. You know, but if Donald Trump or any Republican president was committing all the mistakes at the rate that Biden is, this guy can't have a clean day out on the road where he doesn't mess up repeatedly and have one gaffe after another, one mistake after another, one lie after another. You know, then the mumbling, bumbling, stumbling and tripping his way and disoriented, not knowing whether to exit stage left or stage right. You know, my favorite of the week was four more years. Pause. Four more
Imagine
years.
What
pause.
We can do next. Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Pause.
And then it gets even better because then the official White House transcript says four more years. Inaudible. No, that was pretty audible to anybody that has any ears to hear. And after all the years I've been in radio, yeah, it's kind of my hearing's kind of shot. But whatever. Most people in radio have the same problem. Anyway, the staff now is changing Biden's walking path to Marine One. Why does it matter? Because aides usually walking between Biden and journalists and the camera position outside because they don't like the visual effect and they think it will draw less attention to the 81-year-old that is, you know, having a hard time getting around. And advisors told Axios they're concerned the videos of him shuffling alone across the grass have highlighted his age. Well, every time he opens his mouth, it highlights his age. We've got pro-Hamas protesters at George Washington University. Oh, you're gonna freak out when you hear this story. You'll love this. That are literally now endorsing Adolf Hitler's final solution to exterminate the Jews. I'll give you the details in a minute. Columbia University demonstrators rushed to join the NYU ones. I'm going to tell you exactly what they said because they don't know why they're there. Apparently, Congresswoman Omar showed up at Columbia to cheer on the pro-Hamas lunatics, one of which is her daughter who returned to Columbia under the protection of her mom. NYPD chief is blasting AOC for complaining that counter-terror units are being used to remove the terrorists supporting Columbia students. What, are you going to let the inmates run the asylum and let them take over the entire university? Because that gutless wonder of a president that they have that can't stand against, you know, virulent, repulsive hatred and anti-Semitism? What the hell is going on? You know, where is Joe Biden's moral compass? If he did nothing else but say to Israel, we stand with Israel and support them in their victory against the terrorists that attacked them on October 7th, if he just did that, it would be a dramatic difference. There's no moral ambiguity about who the victim is here. There's no discussion about that. They were attacked. 1,200 dead would be the equivalent based on their population versus ours of 40,000 dead Americans in a day. It's unreal to me. But the Biden White House, they're not going to deploy the National Guard to dismantle the pro-Hamas encampments. You want to know why? Because all these lunatics that are chanting these ridiculous pro-Hamas slogans and death to Israel and death to America chants, Joe Biden wants their votes. That's a problem. Bernie Sanders, by the way, defending the pro-Hamas campus lunatics, claiming, oh, they're not anti-Semitic. Really? Death to Israel is not anti-Semitic. From the river to the sea is not anti-Semitic. He's always had a problem with Israel. He has an Israel problem. Let's put it that way. I'm being very generous. If you're a homeowner like me, you got to protect your home. But when's the last time you checked on the title to your home? You may not know everybody's title is online. And right now, a new report on homeowners shows that homeowners now have a whopping $16 trillion in equity, which is an all-time high. For most people, it's their biggest investment, their house. There's a scam. The FBI calls it house stealing, where the equity in all of our homes becomes the target. Now, if nobody is watching the title to your home, those scammers can transfer the title to your name, take out loans, and your equity could be gone. You have to protect your equity from this despicable crime, and that's where triple lock protection from our friends at Home Title Lock is pivotal. Now, the first step, you got to verify and check that your home's title is still in your name. You sign up with your address at HomeTitleLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. They will send you a complete title scan of your home's title, and they'll give you your first 30 days of triple lock home title protection for free. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean.